Hi, friends. So you're going to be listening to this episode while I'm vacationing in Europe. So if you have any questions, please wait till I get back and I'll be able to answer them. Well, ask your questions now, but don't expect a response till I get back. Enjoy this episode. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. And I mean, y'all should be able to tell the differences in the voices by now, especially because last week you heard from Shay. But it's not. Do y'all find me funny? I know you do. That's why you tune back in every week. I just be wanting to hear y'all say it sometimes. Yo, let me stop walling. But how are you doing? Talk to me. Tell me the good. Tell me the bad. Tell me how you want to quit your job. Tell me how you about to put that nigga out because he keep playing with you. Tell me how you about to leave that girl because she keep wearing a bob and you don't like them. What is it with men and bobs? Y'all really don't be liking them. Y'all don't like bobs? What's the problem? Anyways, welcome back to another episode. I hope everything is going well in your life. Before I jump into anything, I want to start by just saying how good God is. He is amazing, and I just love that man. I have been very specific with my prayers, very intentional about what I'm asking him for, and I've gotten it, like, the full package. I've gotten exactly what I asked for. I've gotten the village, the mentorship, and the resources to maintain what I asked for, and God is doing his thing in my life. That's all I'm gonna say on that, because y'all will see things as they begin to happen. Some of the things have already happened, and you guys have congratulated me, and you've been to support me and things that I'm doing, so I appreciate that. Speaking of celebrating me, on September 8th of this year, I will be one of the honorees for the 2023 100 Women of Color Awards. I'm very proud of myself, and I couldn't have done this without you guys tuning in every week to the podcast, pulling up when we have virtual events, and just sticking it out with me. I really appreciate everyone who has encouraged me, who has supported me. To my village, y'all, we did it. We got another award. This is my fourth award for my community activists, as well as my entertainment things that I've been doing with Black Girl Tea. So I'm proud of me. I'm proud of us. We did it. I'll share the ticket information with you guys again. I've been posting on social media, but if you have missed it, or if I missed you by accident while sending it out to everyone, I will be sitting down. I have a long flight ahead of me, so y'all about to get some random ass text messages in the middle of the night as I'm on my way back home, and even possibly before I'll probably send it to y'all on both flights, because I know I miss a lot of people because I have that many people on my fucking phone. But I'm gonna go through, I'm gonna comb through and send it to everybody. I will send out a blast email from Black Girl Tea, and we gonna be there. We gonna celebrate. Y'all gonna let them know that this award was very deserving, as it is. But explain to them why it's something, you know, the platform that they have, why we need to continue to have it, and why people like me matter. So I appreciate you all for the support and efforts to get me where I am today. Moving right along, how did y'all like that episode with Shay? Like, it's a week for y'all. Like I said, y'all getting this a week after I've recorded it, but I obviously listened to the episode prior to you guys being able to listen to it, and I talk to Shay every day, almost every day. So I obviously hear the voice more often than y'all, but it does me something good when her episode is on a podcast, and that's how I'm hearing her voice with the little background music. Also, let me know if you like the new background music or the old background music, because this new music may be for a season. It's really giving Temptations, which I love. If it's our vibe and aesthetic, we're very seasoned women. But let me know what y'all think. But that episode that she put out, I echo everything that she has said. I'm not the friend who's living far away, but I have a lot of friends right now who do live. Shay lives in Ohio. My friend Kiva lives in LA. I have a friend in Texas. Cheyenne is in Texas. Shout out to Shy. I'm praying for you, girl. Hope you're doing your thing. And I get to talk to them. Some of them more. Who is backing up at 5 o'clock in the morning? You can't make this shit up. There's no way that you're backing up at 5. Where are you going? Or maybe they're going to work. If they're going to work, we're going to let it be. But anyways, y'all. Now he backing up again. If you would have just kept the wheel straight and went back, you wouldn't have had a problem, sir. He better be going to work and not trying to cheat with that loud ass thing. Wait, pause. Let me tell y'all this quick little story. So, y'all know how y'all be, you know, you see stuff on social media that like happens to other people, but like you never witness it yourself or it never happens to you. So I have never in my life, never in my life experienced some of the things that I've been seeing recently. And I've seen people cheat like on people that I'm not necessarily connected to. I've had friends who gotten cheated on, but like I don't think any of my friends, I didn't have to tell any of my friends that they were getting cheated on. And if I did, it wasn't like I was coming to them breaking the bad news. They already knew and I just had to confirm it. But I saw the other day someone that I know, like I know them, I saw them cheating on somebody else that I know. And the nigga gonna walk up to me. He was like, "How much was your food?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "You're eating. How much is the food?" And I was like, "I don't know." And he was like, he threw a $100 bill at me. He was like, "This will take care of you. Keep your mouth shut." And I was like, "No way." I mean, I took the money, but I definitely did keep my mouth shut. But anyways, back to what I was saying. I have friends who, you know, who live far away from me. And it's very important that I keep in contact with them and let them know that I'm thinking about them, letting them know that I'm praying for them. I'm checking in because they're there by themselves. None of my friends that have left and moved away moved with their family. They've all moved by themselves. So they're completely restarting their life. They're finding a new village in these new places that they're living. And I'm very proud of them. But like Shay said, you want to know that your friends are there for you. And just being very intentional with, you know, hey, I have an hour out of my day today that I have nothing planned. Would you like to catch up? And, you know, it works. Audio messages help because it just does your body good when you, someone that you can't have right next to you to hear their voice, and FaceTiming is amazing because you get to see them in real time. Like, just really take advantage of those things. And since Shay was talking about friendship, I decided that, first of all, shout out to Teresa, who is the sister that we will be helping out. Obviously, that's an alias. Teresa reached out to me with her episode mad long ago, but neither of our schedules were working out. And I hit her up before I had left earlier in the week, and I'm like, "Yo, you got time?" And she pulled up on me right then and there, and we got the information needed so that we could create this episode. So shout out for her. But since Shay was on the topic of friends and like talking about that, I'm like, why waste another week talking about something else when I could just talk about friends even more? And we need us to help. We need a help a sister out episode. So we might as well circle back to Teresa's point, and we got it done. So many of you that listen to the podcast, it is women. So this is gonna, for some of y'all, it may hit a little different than for others, but being friends with, like having your friends group be all women is hectic. And it's not that, and not in every case, but I can speak for me. My friends group, like, no one's in competition with each other. No one sees the other person as a threat. Like, you got your lane, you in your realm, I'm doing me. I'm supporting you, you're supporting me, that's all it is. I want to see you win, I want to win. You want to see me win. All of us want to get to the top. It's just a matter of everybody putting in their own work to get there. Some days I have to push you up, some days you got to push me up. It's simple as that. And I can say that for my friends group. There's no hidden animosity. And I'm talking about my friends group, like the homies has been there since day one. That's why they still here. That's why they still here. I'm getting a little teary-eyed talking about my friends group. But like, the complicated part about being friends with women sometimes is the emotion. Because it'd be a lot of emotion. And being friends with any friends group, like, there's just a lot of different characters, just a lot of things that you, and personalities that you have to figure out. So like, that'd be tough. But for me, and similar to Teresa's situation, it get tough when my friends start dating. Because some of my friends know how to maintain, you know, their relationship and their friendships, but some of my friends don't. And that is what Teresa needs help with today. So we're going to jump into that. So Teresa and her three friends have been friends since middle school. So we have Teresa, Monica, Sophia, and Janae. Teresa is mainly the friend who is always single. So is Monica. Sophia has been in a long-term relationship. But Janae, she's always with somebody new. Like, she has had multiple short-term relationships and not many long-term relationships. In fact, the longest-term relationship that she has is her friendship with the girls. And, you know, in middle school, like a lot of us, in middle school, you're not worried about boys. Like, you see a dude and he's cute, but you're not, like, super boy crazy, which is the case with their friends group. Once they got to high school, they all went to the same high school. They all were in, you know, similar AP classes. They had a lot of classes together. They literally did everything together in high school. Teresa just wasn't the type of person to date. She comes from a single parent home, so being able to get her education and not have to deal with the teenage pregnancy was something that was on her mind. And I can literally relate to that because I wanted to make sure that I got my education and do what I had to do because my mom had me very young. So, Teresa, you're not alone in that. And I expressed that to her when we were together. Monica was so much more of the nerd, so boys absolutely weren't the things for her. But Sophia and Janae were definitely the girls going to the basketball games, trying to find them a basketball man so they could become a basketball wife. They were super, super boy crazy. As they got older into senior year, Sophia started to fall back. She started realizing she's also from a single parent home and her mom don't got it like that. Her mom is not going to be able to afford to send her to school and support a lifestyle for her. So she needed to really get her shit together. You know, she had good grades and she really needed to just focus on being able to get to college where it was very inexpensive and that she would be able to find a job and do things for herself. So she had really, you know, changed gears a little bit, but Janae continued to be the boy crazy friend. So, you know, as they graduated high school and Teresa and Sophia went to college together, they went to SCSU here in Connecticut. Monica went to Housatonic and Janae did not go to college. Janae ended up becoming a super talented graphic designer and she was able to just jump right into her career, which Janae, as a black woman in digital and in the digital and media industry in general, I commend you. And as a graphic designer, I super, super, super want to take my hat off to you. Amazing work. The fact that you've been with one company this entire time, and they are a little bit older than me. They are 27 and 28. I'm 26, so it's not that far-fetched, but like to graduate high school at 17, immediately get a job with this graphic design company, and that has been the only job that you've kept in the last 10 years is amazing. Hats off to you. I'm so proud of the growth, and I don't really know you, but as a black woman, I want to be able to let you know I'm proud of you, I'm rooting for you, and keep doing the damn thing. And maybe we can link up and you can teach me some things, because I definitely need help with graphic design. I know a little bit. I don't know a lot. But, you know, things changed for them. So Teresa and Sophia had this great college experience, and Monica was in college but was also working full-time, so she didn't really get the same experience of college that the rest of the girls did. But Janae was always going to parties for her company. She spent a lot of time in New York City, so she immediately got introduced to the dating game. It started to take a toll on their friendship. Like, you know, Teresa and Sophia were more so focusing on their studies, and Monica was trying to figure out herself and not be super bummed that she didn't get to go to college and have that college experience that her friends did, even though she was in community college. And of what I understand, Monica ended up getting her degree in business and she went to further her studies at Howard. So girl, you didn't get it when you were doing undergrad, but you still did what you had to do, and I'm proud of you too. And Janae was just living this fast life. She was going to work. She was leaving. She was heading over to the bar. She was chopping it up with the guys. And she kind of wanted that from her friends. They started to drift apart a little bit because it was just like Janae, you only want to go out and party. Like, we are studying still. We are trying to get at our big girl jobs. We don't have time for that. And we certainly don't have time to be dating. Sophia found someone around the age of 21, and she really was focusing on him, but she still was making it a priority to be a part of the friends group. Once everyone has graduated and, you know, they got their first degree, you know, they're making strides to become better women, and Sophia started to do that while having a relationship with this amazing guy named James. And her and James kicked it off, but James was still very much so working on his master's and, you know, trying to create a life for him. So it was very easy for Janae to continue to balance the lifestyle that she's been living. Her girl time with her friends were very important to her. She prioritized every moment that she could get. Teresa was just pretty much like dating but not taking anybody seriously. Monica was dating but not taking anyone seriously either. But Janae was just like coming in up. And everyone was used to seeing them as, you know, the four black girls that's killing in the game right now. And everyone would say, where's Janae? And it would be, oh, she's got a boyfriend right now, so she's with her boyfriend. And that became the norm up until today. And I'm gonna let y'all take that all in, because I know for some of you, like, you're probably just like, oh, Janae was doing her own thing. But in the next part of this, I'm gonna break down to you how Teresa and her friends have been feeling, and also sharing what has happened with my friends group, so that you can get an understanding of why not only does Sister Teresa need some help, but the other girls out here that deal with this need some help too. I hope you didn't think that the episode stopped right there. Thanks for listening to the Black Girl Tea Podcast. Let's get back into it. So it had became a thing where Janae really liked this guy that she was seeing. They were about 2 months in, and her friend started to notice a change in her. She really stopped asking them to go out with her, even though they weren't always able to go. They still made an effort to hang out with her and go to these bars that she wanted to go to, because that's their friend and these are things that she likes to do, and they wanted to support her. So they continued to make those efforts to make sure that she was good, she was supported, they were seeing her, and they were still doing activities as a friend group, but Janae was the one who was kind of flaking on them. She would text them like an hour before, like, hey, you know, we're going to call this guy Randy. I'm going to go with Randy to his job's, you know, event that they're having, so I'll just see y'all next time. And then they were just like, yo, like, we had these plans for weeks and you're just gonna blow them off to go with this dude that you just met 2-3 months ago? And she was like, you guys don't understand, I really like him. And then, you know, after about 6 months of them dating, they ended things and she was devastated. She ran back to her friends group, she cried, she had really liked him, and she felt like, you know, there's no way that I'm putting myself out there for anyone ever again. Because I really like this guy and he just really blew me off. And Teresa didn't go into details of what happened between her and Randy, but whatever it was, in Janae's eyes, it was not a reason to break up with her, but according to the rest of the friends group, it was a very valid reason. So, you know, they were helping her, you know, nurse herself back to life after this breakup. They had took her out because, you know, you need to feel like a bad bitch. If your friends do not dedicate you their time to help you feel like a bad bitch that you are when you go through a breakup, they are really not your friends. And I think a lot of the time people misconstrue what it looks like to help your friend get back to the point of like feeling like herself again. Feeling like a bad bitch is not about, you know, putting on your best dress, beating your face, getting your hair and nails done, and going to the club to shake your ass. No, it's about making sure that your mental health is good. If your friends are not coming and sitting down with you at your house with the Kleenex and drying the snot from your nose because you're crying over this dude that you just broke up with, if they don't help you in that aspect of it, if they're not pouring into you, if they're not, like, you know, letting you know that you are beautiful, you are worthy of great things, and this individual just wasn't willing to do that for you, there's someone out there who's willing to do it, and you just have to be patient and go through these learning processes to figure out who it is. If they don't do that with you, they are not your real friends. And y'all could shoot me if you want, but I said it, and I'm not going back on that shit. And they really took the time to just make sure that Janae was good. After about being in the dumps about everything for a few months, Sophia and her boo, James, have been celebrating 3 years of their relationship. And it was really good for them. Like, they were moving right along. Sophia was still a great example of how to be in a relationship and be dedicated to someone, but also still making time for, one, you, who you are, the things that you believe in, and your career, and really just getting yourself on track, but also not neglecting her village. And that was something that Monica and Teresa would try to get Janae to realize. Like, you know, Sophia has been in this relationship with James. We love James, and he, you know, we go out with him and we celebrate with him, but we still have our girl time. When you are in a relationship with someone, you completely cut us off, and you rarely see us. You hit up the group chat every once in a while, but you don't make those same efforts to see us and go out and have drinks unless you're single. First time that was addressed, Janae didn't take it the right way. She distanced herself from the friends group, and then when she was going through something, she ran back to them. This time, what she was going through was something that no one would want to deal with on their own. Her father had passed away. So it's really hard for her to, you know, for her friends group to like turn their back on her, because here you are again, in need of us to encourage you and lift you up, but you're our girl, we're gonna do it. Your pops passed away, we're there for you. And they supported her for months as she was going, you know, through her grieving and still maintaining, you know, their lives, but also making sure, like, our friend just had this tragic loss. We are prioritizing her. And they did an amazing job of doing that. And Teresa went into details of, like, you know, she was spending, you know, four days a week with Janae. She was cooking for her. She was making sure that she was staying on top of her work. She had went and found her grief therapist. She had did all this to make sure that this girl was good and taken care of. And then after doing that for however long they did, Janae decided that she was going to try to step back into the dating scene again. And they started noticing the same pattern. She had started distancing herself from them. She had started really investing herself into this guy. And, you know, again, they're using Sophia and James's relationship. Like, this, these two people are madly in love with each other, but they still make time to just be themselves. They still make them their time to be individuals. You could learn something from them. And, you know, Sophia said, you know what, maybe because the two of you are barking down at her, maybe that's not, she, you know, she's not receptive to what we're saying. Maybe if I take her out one-on-one and have this conversation with her, we can understand. So Sophia decided that she was going to take Janae out for a time, allow Janae to, you know, be in whatever state of mind that she needed to be in, but to also just truly be herself. And, you know, normally when they're out as the girls, you know, Sophia's really much like, you know, no dudes are allowed to talk to us. I have a man. He's at home. He's doing him while I'm out here with y'all. But this time, Sophia just let Janae mingle and do what it is that she did. And Janae did just that. She literally was talking to dudes. She was getting dudes to buy her and Sophia drinks. Like, she was doing her thing. Her thug dizzle. You know what I'm saying? And Sophia let that rock. As they were going home, at this point, Simon had sobered up. So she was just like, yeah, I realize, you know, tonight you kind of forgot about me. And Sophia was just like, it's kind of hurt my feelings because, you know, I've always seen what Monica and Teresa have said, but, you know, it's happening when it's just me and you, and that's a little bit more hurtful than when we're in a group, because when the four of us go out, if you forget about us, we still got each other to sit there. I kind of sat there and played second fiddle to everybody who was in the bar. Ended up being an argument, wasn't the best. Sophia reported back to the rest of the friends group, and they were just like, yeah, we just gonna have to let her do what it is that she do. Several years later, they are still putting up with this back and forthness of Janae, and soon Sophia will be getting married. I got a little emotional because I love when people get married. Y'all, she about to get married. But Sophia and James will be getting married, and they will be getting married in the winter of 2023, which is like right around the corner. I hope I'm invited to the wedding. I'm coming. I could come, y'all. I got a date. It might be Shay. Can you put me down as a plus one? And if Shay can't physically be there, she could be on FaceTime. But James and Sophia are getting married soon. And obviously, Sophia wants her friends to be a part of that process. But Janae is seeing someone right now. And that has been a tough one. Because your best friend is getting married. And you're brushing off, you know, the bridal shower, the cool things as far as like going to get the dresses, because you have to also make time for this new partner that you have. And Sophia's understanding of it. She's been in a very long relationship. And as important as it is to have the foundation of your relationship, you also can't brush off the people who's been in your life since day one because of this new relationship. And Sophia has taken the approach of not saying anything, accepting it for what it is, because we've seen the pattern this long. Why do we think anything's going to change? But also, it's hurtful. Let's just be honest. I can imagine being at the appointment to get my bridesmaids' dresses and my best friend leaves early because she has to go to lunch with her boyfriend. Like, that would be such a hurtful thing. And talking to Teresa, her entire posture changed when she started to bring this up. And I just want to, ladies, y'all know who y'all are, Teresa and friends, Monica, Sophia. I can't imagine what you're going through and how hurtful this could be for you, but I'm praying for y'all. And at the last event that Janae missed, or, you know, left early from, they called her out in the group chat, and they have not talked since. It's been about a month, and they have not talked since. So Teresa said, you know, I don't know what to do anymore. Do I give up on this friendship? Do I sit down and have a final conversation with her and give her the opportunity to fuck up again, or give her the opportunity to correct the behavior? And I was like, girl, I don't know what I would do, because if I've been friends with somebody, I'm going to use Bianca. That's my best friend since middle school. If Bianca missed if she was leaving early for my event to go be with her boyfriend, I would be very hurt. And I think if that was the pattern, I would be like, Bianca, like, bitch, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is my wedding that we're talking about. This is nothing like minor. Like, this is my fucking wedding, and I want you there. I want you to walk down the aisle ahead of me and set the tone for my wedding, and you're missing out on these opportunities because of a boyfriend that you just met not too long ago. Like, this is not someone who you've been dating for, you know, 8 to 9 months or almost a year. This is a new relationship that you are prioritizing and putting first. This relationship that me and you have had since we were in sixth grade. Like, me and Bianca have been friends since fifth grade, but like, it's still along the same terms of the years that they've been friends. So if that was me, I would be like, listen, friend, are you in or are you out? Sophia is gonna have to take that stand. Do you want to deal with Janae being half in and half out of your wedding? Yes, she's not the groom. She's not the person that you're marrying, but her actions are taking a toll on you as a bride, Sophia. So you're going to have to be the one to have that conversation with her. Are you in? Are you out? Are you not willing to be a bridesmaid, but you're willing to help me plan my wedding? What is it? What's like, this is a pattern. We're noticing the pattern. We need to get the shit together, act accordingly, have some fucking decorum, because this is my wedding. Sophia's gonna have to have that conversation with her. Monica, Teresa, y'all gotta stay out of that. But the conversation that y'all can have as a friend group is kind of gonna have to look like a little bit of an intervention, but don't jump down her throat. Sit her down. If I were in you guys' shoes, sit her down and be like, look, we have been dealing with this since we were seniors in high school. You find dudes, you put them first, and you forget about us. And then when they break your heart, you run back to us. We are no longer in a place where we can nurse you back to life because of what men are doing to you when you treat us like crap. And moving forward, these are the boundaries that we have in place. And if these are things that you're not willing to adhere to, then we will end this friendship here. And I know for people listening in, you may feel as though like me saying that is a little bit harsh, but I have had to set boundaries like that and in a way like give people an ultimatum to get their shit together or fucking leave, because I am at a place right now where I cannot pour from an empty glass. And it just, listening to the story and giving you guys the details, like obviously listening when I was talking to Teresa one-on-one, like I had these same emotions, but having to tell you guys and really me sitting here thinking about like, if this was Bianca doing this to me, how I would feel. You have to, girl, we've been friends most of our damn lives, and this is one of the biggest moments for me, and you're still sitting here on that bullshit. Call her the fuck out. Don't jump down her throat. But she has to realize that y'all her day ones. Clearly, y'all ain't going nowhere. Even when she ghosts y'all, y'all still there. When the walls of life are crumbling down on her, y'all are there that's brushing all that dry sheet off of her, polishing her up, and sending her back on her way. You cannot continue to do that for people who miss out on opportunities for you to reciprocate the same thing to you. So, we not pouring from an empty cup for nobody. Stay full. And have that conversation with her. If you have any advice for these ladies, if you and your friends group have experienced something like this or are experiencing something like this, please hit me up and I will put you in contact with Teresa. But yeah. What y'all gotta say about that? It really breaks my heart that some women don't know how to maintain their relationship. Because one thing about me, I'ma see my friends. If we got a virtual meet, we all cooking dinner together and chopping it up on the phone. If we got to do that, we got to do that. But I'm not about to sit here and put some dude first who, in so many words, is playing about me. Like, you ain't even been here that long, sir. You think I'm about to drop out of shit with my friends? Now, there comes a time where you got to talk to your friends and be like, yo, I've been out with y'all 3 times this month. I got to go out with my man. Yeah, do what you got to do, sis. But when you start to treat us different and you start to distance yourself for your relationship, you really got to sit there and question yourself and really realize that you're hurting people's feelings. Like I said before, hit me up, share your thoughts, give me advice so that I can give it to Teresa or I can put you two in contact. But talk to us, advise us, help us grow. Tell me what you think. See y'all next week.